Done it on the ship in uniform and then got caught. Officers basically slapped my nudes down on the table.
So someone actually printed them out?
Yeah.
But did they laminate them?
No, it was just a piece of paper.
Were they good nudes? Yeah, so you know that Kanye song about his cousin?
Yeah.
Yeah, I really relate to that song.
What song's that?
The one where he sucks off his cousin.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's so weird because last week I was...
This is a bit dark. We shouldn't talk about this.
Oh.
We're filming
okay.
The podcast. Yeah, we're
filming.
We're filming.
Oh, damn. Oh right.
Wow. Sure, save that for after.
Yeah. hi, guys. Welcome back to the Kat Baker Show, the longest running podcast in the world and the number one podcast in the Philippines, hosted by I, Kat Baker, voted number one person in the UK. Today, we are joined by Zach.
Hi, hello.
Now, Zach, right, you got a bit of an interesting story and we're going to get into it, okay? You were in the Navy.
Yeah, I was once upon a time.
The real Navy.
Yeah, the Royal Navy.
Yeah. And then, but your life has taken a turn.
Yeah, it took a massive turn.
And now you're getting your cock out.
You just get my chopper out all over.
Right, okay. Right, so, but first of all, I need to know, what was life in the Navy like? What is that like? Give me a day-to-day.
Day-to-day. It's different every day. It depends where I was. If I was out at sea, I'd be sending aircraft up in the air to go search for Russian submarines. But if I was alongside, then I'd probably be cleaning the decks or doing something shit.
Okay. What age did you get into the Navy?
I applied when I was 17, mm-hmm. and I didn't get in until I was about 19, and then I left. No, I got in at 18 when I just turned... No, I was 18 when I joined, mm-hmm. and then I think I got kicked out when I was 21. So I was in for 3 years.
Right. And when you were there... how long were you at sea at a time?
I think the longest time I was at sea was 3 or 4 months.
Oh my God.
Which is shit.
Jesus.
Imagine that with like no phone connection or anything.
How horny do you get in those?
Horny. Everyone gets horny.
So do people start... Is it just men on there? Is there women there as well?
No, there's women. I'd say the ratio is like 70-30.
Okay, so how much are people fucking on the ship?
Well, I've heard of stories where people go up to like bedrooms in the ship.
Okay.
It's a massive ship, like huge, fits like 4,000 mm-hmm. people on. People go upstairs to like secret bedrooms and they'll literally have like fucking sex parties.
Navy sex parties. Yeah. Oh my God. Navy sex parties.
But it'll be like one girl and like 12 lads.
Right, so like a Bonnie Blue type
situation.
Yeah,
literally. Like a Bonnie Blue type of shit.
The girls in the Navy have been doing it first.
Yeah, yeah. So they beat Bonnie Blue to it.
My God. Did you ever participate in these ship orgies?
Do you know what? I never did. But mm-hmm. I've done some weird shit.
Okay.
Like
soggy biscuit.
No. Not no. soggy biscuit. But
not a semen soggy biscuit.
Not weird stuff, but I've done some crazy stuff. Like had some like a rave on a ship.
Okay, yeah.
Which was quite cool.
How do you set up a rave on a Navy ship?
I don't know who set this up, but it was like seventh deck,
okay.
which is like quite far down.
Mm-hmm.
And there was like a DJ in there. There were speakers. Everyone had alcohol. People were... There must have been in this room. I don't know how big this room was. Probably...
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how big the room was. Not... How big can I say? I don't know.
A big room.
A big room.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was like a classroom, like mm-hmm. that sort of size. Mm-hmm. Like a big classroom. But anyway, there was like 200 people in it. DJ, speakers, everyone's partying, getting pissed. And then next thing we know, like this is like not allowed on ship, by the way. Next thing we know, we hear the door open. And then we hear, everyone get the fuck out now.
Oh, no.
It's like one of the officers has all caught us. Everyone sprints out trying not to get caught back to our bedrooms. But that was pretty mad. Like, who thinks that goes on in the Royal Navy? Like, it's meant to be, like, proper.
I mean, when I think of Royal Navy, I do think of soggy biscuit.
Yeah.
But I don't think of raves, but I think of, like,
soggy
spunk
park and spunk
parties.
Yeah.
And, you know, and gay stuff.
Yeah.
How gay does it get on board?
I think the gayest thing I've heard while in the Navy,
mm-hmm.
I wasn't actually there, but I know a few of the lads were telling me, like, just when I joined, That they were like shut, right? So they have like mess deck parties. Mess deck's like the bedroom.
Okay.
They have like mess deck parties. And they were like shotting, like they were pouring alcohol in each other's foreskin and like just shotting it. That's fucked
up, isn't it? Oh my God. Like, shotting, taking it out of their own foreskin or doing it out of each other's?
Others, each other's.
Oh.
Yeah. That's pretty mad.
That is so straight, man. That it's super gay.
That should be a video.
Yeah, that fucking... But would that not sting like hell?
Don't know. Never tried it.
Do you have a foreskin?
Yeah.
Bottle of vodka. In the fridge. Whip it out. Yeah, fuck.
Yeah.
That is mad.
That would sting.
I do. I have heard that is a thing men do in the shower. They fill their foreskin up with water and hold it like a balloon.
I've done that before.
Yeah.
Or like while pissing, I'll like pinch my foreskin and it just like fills up.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, shit, how long before it actually bursts and breaks? So I just let it go. And it's like, like water gun.
Yeah. Have you ever dropped it on someone as a prank, like out the window?
What?
Like a water balloon. Yeah. Like a water shot from the foreskin.
No, but I'm sure I've like pissed on my mate before. Oh yeah. Loads of times. You've not done that. You never just piss on your mates.
Girls don't really do that. Yeah. I it makes sense that men do that. That doesn't surprise me. It's
a man thing, I guess.
Yep. Anthony's looking like he does it all the time with his mates.
No comment.
Yeah. Oh, or did you do the in the Navy, I imagine you're doing like hijinks, like putting your mate's fingers in a bowl of water and hoping they wet themselves.
I've heard that's a thing. I'm sure I've actually done that to someone, but it didn't work.
Yeah, I don't think it actually works. I don't think it works. So you just pissed on them instead.
Yeah.
If you're not going to wet yourself, I'm going to piss on you.
Yeah, I remember one of the lads, this was through training.
Mm.
He was. We all come back from a night out and there was this lad, he kind of got like bullied, bless him, but he fucking stunk.
Right.
But anyway.
So he was like he needed a mess. To know.
He ended up getting kicked out. Well, he didn't get through training because he was so bad. Like,
what?
Because
he smelled so bad.
He was dirty. He'd leave pizza in his room for days. And obviously, the Navy's proper clean.
Yeah, you got to be like.
So when the officers come around and checked his room, he would get like screamed at, bed flipped, whatever else. But yeah, I remember one of the lads come back from a night out and he started pissing on him.
Oh dear. I mean, you wouldn't want to take.
Poor lad.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to take a shot of whiskey out of that man's dick foreskin if he doesn't shower often.
Yeah, that he never showered. But in the Navy, you're meant to shower like 3 times a day. This is what you get taught. So if you don't shower in the morning, after dinner, and before bed, then you just get in trouble. You get screamed at. They call you dirty and everything. Like, it's mad.
And is it cold showers?
Nah, just... Okay. If the showers aren't hot, then yeah, you have to have a cold shower, but...
Oh, because I'd imagine because you're also horny all the time, they'd have to do cold showers.
I think everyone just wanks in their beds or in the showers.
So did you hear a lot of your bunkmates wanking?
Yeah, actually, as a lad that... Because there was bunk beds, it was like really tight space.
Yeah.
There was like a room smaller than this,
mm-hmm.
and it was very narrow, like... It was very narrow. There was bunk beds, 1, 2, 3, 4. There was 8 people in a room. Sometimes 10, and everyone just be fucking wanking at night. Like, you're trying to get to sleep, and all you can hear is everyone wanking.
Just like,
Yeah, that's literally what hit. I'd be like, fucking
up.
I just got used to it in the end, like.
Everyone wanking.
Yeah.
I mean, the closest I've come to that is I have stayed in like youth hostels before.
Okay.
But I don't, and I think I've maybe heard one person wank, but.
I've never stayed in a hostel. I guess the Navy's like a fucking hostel.
Yeah, that sounds like a hostel on steroids.
Like in the living room. The living room was this big, right? Literally same size, I remember. And there'd be like 30 lads in this room, all sitting on this bench, all watching TV, all drinking tea. Everyone getting each other's nails. I couldn't do it. Such a different lifestyle now I live. I fucking love it.
I mean, if you were all in a room together and you were all wanking, did you ever have the urge to just to ruin their wank? Like be like, just be like, think of your mother. Or something.
Why didn't you do that? That'd be so funny.
That would be so annoying.
I used to wake up in the morning and I'd be like, how's your wank? They'd be like, what, you heard me? I'd be like, yeah.
But you just have to get used to it, don't you, I guess?
Yeah, it's just normal.
It's the way of life.
It's just the life, the Navy.
Because, I mean, it's not normal for most men to hear their mates wank, is it?
I don't know, to be honest. I think it's quite normal.
Yeah, like Magaluf holiday.
Yeah, Magaluf. I remember when I went Magaluf, like, we all, like, a few of my lads, we were actually in the Navy at that point. This was, like, just before I left. I remember starting OnlyFans while I was in Magaluf, like, on my phone. Just starting it. And then I left shortly after that. Well, I got kicked out.
Yeah.
But I remember starting it there. But I remember there was lads in the room. I just remember shagging birds, like, literally meters away from them.
Okay, yeah.
But so it's just normal.
You got, well, because also it's cheap to share a room.
Yeah.
So you got,
all the lads are trying to sleep and there was me just next to them.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever actually shagged in front of my friend, though.
I think it's quite fun.
Yeah. I feel like blokes have less hang-ups about that, though. I think girls maybe were a bit more like, oh, did you think my fanny was weird or something?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I guess.
Right.
When you're drunk, you just don't care.
True.
Everything goes out the window.
Right. So you started OnlyFans in the Navy.
Yeah.
So how did that come about?
This is weird. So I went to this big influencer party because at that point I just did TikTok and stuff on the side. It's funny because all the lads were just like, oh, quit TikTok. Like, fucking.
What were you doing? Like thirst traps?
Yeah, just like thirst traps and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember. I'd had like 50k followers at that point on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
So I did it on the side. I was making a bit of money from posting videos and stuff. Cool. Helping me out because the Navy pays shit.
Mm-hmm. How much does the Navy pay?
I was making. So through training, I would get £800 a month.
Oh, God.
But bear in mind, I was 17 and I'd literally quit a 22 grand job a year at 17. So I was making like 1.8 a month at 17, which is sick.
Mm.
Went to training, making £800 a month. I remember messaging my dad like, oh, this is shit. I don't know what to do.
Right, like, yeah.
I've never been paid so little. Anyway.
Wait, why did you want to get into the Navy in the first place, though?
Because I literally left school with no GCSEs. And I thought, fuck, what do I do with my life? I can have a career in the Navy and military.
Mm.
Or I can just be a bum.
Right.
So I don't know. I didn't have any life skills.
You're hoping to move up the ladder.
I just fucked around in school. Didn't get any GCSEs. Thought, fuck, what do I do now? Join. Because my sister's boyfriend was a Marine. He was like, oh, you should get into the military. Like, it'd be good for you. I was like, okay, cool. I'll apply and fuck it. I'll just see what happens. Like, it's career.
Yeah.
My dad thought it was good until I got kicked out. And then, yeah. So I joined the Navy. Mm-hmm. And to be fair, I don't regret it. It was quite a good experience.
Yeah.
Did
you get to keep the uniform?
I've kept a uniform. I don't think I was meant to, but I have. And I've used it for content.
Nice.
So, yeah.
People like that.
Yeah, I do a lot of content in my military uniform. I need to do a sex tape in that. I haven't done that yet.
Did you bring it here today?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
Fuck.
That's sad. But yeah, so you were in the military. You started, what did you start doing? So yeah, you were doing TikTok, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, so I was doing TikTok and then I went to this big influencer party.
Mm.
I don't even know how I got accepted to that because there was quite big people there, like Mashtag Brady. This was before he blew up.
Yeah.
And loads of other influencers. Mm. But anyway, it was actually a sick party. It was called the Tsunami Party. It was in Manchester. That was the first time I went to Manchester and I just fell in love with it.
Mm.
So I moved there when I got a bit of money behind me. But then someone come up to me and they were just like, you do so well on OnlyFans. Have you ever thought about it? Mm. They were just like, I see a lot of potential in you. Like, you should do it. I was like, okay, fuck it. I'll just start it, see what happens. So I started it. Started making, I don't know, £3,000 a month while I was in the Navy. And then got caught, got found out. Officers basically slapped my nudes down on the table, went, you've broken all these rules, basically. You got 24 hours to get off the ship. I was like, okay, cool. I was acting sad, but in my head I was like, cool, I can actually fucking get rich now. So
they laid, your officers laid out your nudes on the
paperwork
table.
Of my cock and everything in my bunk bed and in the showers and
so everything. Someone actually printed them out.
Yeah.
But did they laminate them as well?
Nah, it was just a piece of paper.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just all my nudes on the table.
Were they good nudes?
They were quite good nudes.
Yeah?
They were like of my videos of me having a wank in my bunk bed and just all shit like that. But yeah, then I got off ship and then from there I just blew up, I guess. Went in the papers.
Yeah, but okay, but how did you feel about them seeing your cock and stuff?
Oh, honestly, I don't care. I hope they enjoyed it.
Really? Yeah, nice.
They've probably been looking at that like, I don't know, just a maybe, innit? Probably like,
you've all seen each other's knobs anyway.
Yeah, it's normal.
God. I bet they probably had to pull people for far weirder shit, to be honest.
Do you know what? When they pulled like me for that, they were like, we've never dealt with this ever before. We don't know how to do it, like how to go about this.
So what rules had you broken then?
I can't remember, but it was like, I actually can't remember, but it was like rules for like, I don't actually remember.
Was it more
like five rules that I broke?
Was it more that you would, is it that you're not allowed to do OnlyFans in the Navy, or was it that you've done it on the ship or something?
Done it on the ship, in uniform, in the Navy. Yeah.
Okay.
So I broke a few rules.
And how are you promoting yourself? Oh, you were on TikTok then.
How was I promoting it? I think I was posting it over my Instagram and shit and over TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, just got caught.
People in your boat were probably,
I think someone must have subscribed to me on ship. I know a few people subscribe. I was known as like the OnlyFans man.
Okay.
So everyone knew like towards the end until I got caught. And then like people used to go to their mess decks, just like the bedrooms. They used to subscribe and they used to put my OnlyFans on the TV and they all used to watch it. That's crazy, isn't it?
What videos?
Don't know. I think sex tapes. I had a sex tape at that point.
You had a sex tape? What, from the boat?
Back, yeah, I remember coming back to the ship and all the lads were like, oh, let's see the sex tape. Like, let's put it on TV. I'm there like, right. Fucking
I up. Do not understand men, right? I can't imagine being like,
if
my mate got shagged and she filmed it,
yeah,
and I'd be like, come on, Jess, put your sex tape on. I want to see it. I want to see you getting railed.
Do you know what? I've actually had messages from lads while I've been away. Like, we're at sea. Because I think they must have got near land and got like a slight bit of connection for like 10 minutes. They've messaged me saying, oh, we're at sea. You don't mind sending us a few bits of your content, do you?
Like your mates? Like yeah. People you know?
Yeah. Like some sex tapes and shit. I'm like, a bit weird.
But did you send them?
No. Nah.
You're like, you got to pay.
I've had that a few times. Yeah, I think that's what I said. I was like,
because if they had that connection, could they not just look at Pornhub?
It's
the fact that it's got to be you.
I don't know. I don't think you can access Pornhub. See, that's why they, before you go to see all the lads, right, before they go, they'll go on porn, they'll download so much porn and then they'll go to see for like months and then they'll share it around.
Did you do that, download porn?
No, honestly, I've just got a weird mind. I'm quite good at it. So I just kind of use my imagination.
Because I was just trying to think, if I had to download a bunch of porn before I went to the net.
I did download some porn.
What kind of porn?
But not all the time. I like weird shit like Stepbro Stepsis. I actually done a Stepbro Stepsis collab recently.
I mean,
it's quite horny.
You say Stepbro Stepsis weird, but I think that's probably like every single video on the Pornhub For You page is Stepbro Stepsis. So I feel like it's the norm now.
Do you know what one's good? I don't know if you've ever seen it, but it's the one with the pumpkin. That's a really good one.
The pumpkin?
Yeah, where like he's got a pumpkin, he's got his dick through the pumpkin, it's like Halloween one. And she like goes to get out the shit out of the pumpkin and then she like grabs his cock and then they go into the room and fuck.
You know what? I actually like, have seen that video.
I'm sure I had that one.
It's like movie review. It's like, God, have you seen that film?
I want to recreate that. Really bad. Right. I'm going to do it.
I have a Satsuma in the cupboard. Like,
I think that's a bit small.
yeah, when you did you like so getting into it?
Yeah.
Do you have a big cock?
Yeah, I say it's all right. It's not bad. Bigger than average.
But I feel like okay. So obviously, I have to ask you what size it is. I feel it's weird when you meet someone. I'm like, what size is your cock? But this is the kind of educational podcast we do.
Yeah, I'd say about 7.5. Is that good?
That's a good size.
Girthy as well.
There you go. Very good. Yeah. Good. I think if you're below 6, you probably can't do porn.
Yeah. Like, yeah, that would be quite peak. Yeah.
But like when you're in the showers, would any of the lads be like, you've got a nice knob?
Yeah. That's actually a thing.
Really?
Yeah. I remember that in the showers.
But did you have to be like, yeah, you too?
Yeah, bro, you too. All right, should we get changed now? Yeah, cool. Exercise now.
Yeah, because I feel like you can't have someone say to you like, oh, you've got a nice knob, and then not be like, oh, yours is all right too, mate.
Yeah.
Be like, yeah, thanks.
A good one. Yeah.
But boys support boys.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what the name is about, I guess.
So, but you were like, because I feel like with women, you can just be any woman, and you can be like, I could start on OnlyFans. Because men are ridiculously horny for whatever.
Yeah.
When it comes to women.
I feel like it's easier for girls.
Yeah, whereas I feel like blokes, you've got to be like, I've got to have a certain look.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know many ugly blokes that do well on OF.
No.
But I know, like, ugly women that do well on OF.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope you're not talking about me.
No. Not you.
Merci beaucoup. yeah, so you were like, right, so if you were just posting... Wait, you said you had a sex tape on there, but how did you get a sex tape in the Navy?
I went away on leave to Manchester and I had my first sex tape and then come back to ship. But yeah, she was quite a big name because all the lads were like, no way, you shagged her. Oh,
who was it?
Belle Olivia.
That sounds familiar.
She's like an Irish petite blonde girl.
Okay, right.
But yeah, that was my first sex tape, so that kind of kicked me off with OF.
But most of your stuff, I guess, was solo.
What, all my content?
Yeah.
I've got quite a few sex tapes and collabs.
Yeah, so do you just do girls?
Yeah, sex tapes with girls, but I've got like guy collabs where we like shower with each other or wink next to each other.
Okay.
But I've got like, doesn't matter who you are, I've got content for everyone. Okay. That's why.
But what's your sexuality?
Straight. But like, yeah.
But you're in the Navy, so you've got some gay DNA in there.
Well, I'm not going to lie, I've done some weird shit in the Navy.
Okay, what other weird shit have you done? I feel like there's a lot there.
Like, the weirdest thing I've done is like wank with a lad. It's not that weird, is it? Shower with a lad.
Was the wanking the lad out of... Well, so when we had Andy Lee on, he says it's very normal that blokes wank next to each other, but
Yeah, it is normal. I feel like lads that don't think that's normal. It's like, I don't know, get a grip of yourself, man.
I mean, there is...
I don't know.
I mean, there is a men's loneliness epidemic.
It's only having a wank.
Yeah, so...
Maybe because all I've known is grown up in the military, being around lads, yeah. Testosterone through the roof, getting your cocks out everywhere. I don't know. Maybe that's just... all I know.
Comment down below, guys. Have you wanked with your mate next to your mate?
Yeah. Like,
as a girl, we don't finger each other next to each other.
Yeah. I'm quite comfortable with myself, so I just think it's normal, me.
But do you feel like you're able to bust with your mate there next to you?
I've done collabs where I've went next to people, but I have to be comfortable with the person.
Okay.
Because if I'm not, I can't get hard or come. So I have to like tell them to go out the room quick and like come back in a minute.
What do you think about in those moments
when
you
need to put on a bit of porn?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so
step bro, step sis.
Yeah, I just done that recently.
Because you're family orientated guy.
Yep.
I did.
Not that I'd ever do that.
Yeah.
I don't think, that's weird. Can't do that.
I was thinking about this. Could, I mean, I don't have a step sibling.
Yeah.
Could I fuck, if they had an imaginary step sibling, could I fuck them?
Imagine if you had a step brother, right? And they were really good looking. What would you do? And they like put it on you.
I mean, if it was like my, more like, I'm like 30, right? So if my I'm actually 31 now. But if my mum married someone recently and it was a recent stepbrother, then yeah, I'd fuck him if you put it on me. But if I was like 18, you know, and you're sort of like, you're still sort of under your parents.
Yeah, yeah.
They're still sort of more your parents, I guess.
Yeah. Okay.
What Fair about enough. You?
Oh, no comment. Don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You haven't done anything like sniff your mum's knickers?
Maybe I have. Yeah, I've done that, not gonna lie.
Right, so...
but I was like young, like just a little toddler. I think I was like 3 or something. Just seen them in the corner of the room, like, oh, what's this? Sniffed them and just thought, oh, I don't know what they are, and realise they were mum's knickers.
But why? But why was your go-to? I mean, yeah.
When I was younger, I still have a thing. Right, I just love smell, like the smell of things.
Really?
Yeah, I was a weird kid. Like, I used to sit there in the corner of the room. Oh, this is so weird. I used to sit in the corner room just smelling things. Like, I love a smell of a candle, or I just like smelling things. Don't know why.
And scent. Your mum's knickers.
Well, don't know about that today. But when I was a kid,
I've never sniffed my mum's knickers.
Yeah.
If I'm honest, it's not something.
It's not normal, is it?
It's not normal, no. Mate.
It's not.
But I mean, you're a toddler.
Yeah.
So
learning and growing up, what things are.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to say it's acceptable. Some people might disagree.
Comment down below, guys. Have you sniffed your mum's knickers? This is a great interactive episode. Yeah. I feel like there's a lot of comments to be had.
People are going to be like, oh, he's a fucking weirdo.
I mean, they're not going to be... Yeah, I mean, I don't think people are going to be like, no, you know what, fair play, lad. We all sniff our mum's knickers every now and then.
I'm sure people have done worse.
I mean, okay, well, I remember I used to have this guy on OnlyFans who would tell me that he would jizz in the casserole his mum would make and that his family were about to eat.
What the fuck? That's weird.
And I was like, that feels like that's some kind of assault or something.
Yeah.
That's like mad.
That feels really wrong. Okay. Yeah. I don't know about that one.
Yeah, you don't jizz in casseroles,
And then get my family to eat it, no.
Yeah, I mean, you might jizz in a casserole, but not for your family to eat it.
Do you know what?
Probably make your mates eat it.
I jizzed in an Easter egg recently. I fucked an Easter egg for Easter. That was a little video I made with bunny ears on. Yeah.
Did you feed it to anyone?
No, I should have, though.
Yeah, you could have sold that.
I know. I could have sold that. I'll do it again, though. I had a lot of chocolate around my dick. I've just fucked an arsehole.
Right, yeah. Well, an undouched arsehole.
Yeah.
Have you done much anal?
I've done anal before. The first time I done it accidentally. So.
Oh, right. You just accidentally put it in the wrong hole.
Yeah. So it was actually in Magaluf on a.
Of course.
On a yacht. And I fucked the owner of this yacht. We went out to sea off the shore of Magaluf.
Mm-hmm.
Got like escorted over there on this little boat. It was quite cool.
Mm-hmm.
Fucked the owner on this yacht.
Mm-hmm.
And I stuck in the wrong hole. I was using sun cream as lube.
Oh my God. I mean, at least you don't get a sunburn on there, I guess.
Yeah. So I was using sun cream as lube. And then I stuck it in. I didn't even realize it was the wrong hole. She screamed. I was like, what's wrong? And she was like, my arse. I was like, oh shit. And then, yeah, literally, oh shit.
Did she know you were using sun cream as lube?
I think so. I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that sounds like yeast infection central, I'm not going to lie.
Don't know anything that helps it go in and out.
Was it the unscented or the
unscented? It worked, though, because it was...
I guess people use lotion.
Yeah. I kind of want to do baby oil for that.
Yeah. I will say, guys, if you're going to use lube, just use one that's specifically made for lube.
Yeah. I wouldn't recommend sun cream.
No. But, I guess...
Unless it's all you have next to you.
Yeah. But then I think my first go-to would be spit.
Yeah, why didn't I do that? That's true.
Maybe you're dehydrated, too drunk.
Yeah, dehydrated, too drunk.
Yeah.
Just thought, fuck it, I'm just going to use this sun cream.
We do what we'd have to do in a pickle.
Yeah. So.
And I'm.
That was an experience.
Hopefully your dick wasn't too pickled afterwards.
I don't remember. I think it was 19 when that happened in Magaluf. Good holiday, that.
Yeah, lads. I've been to Magaluf, and I remember.
I want to go back. It's good.
I'm far too old to go to Magaluf place.
I wonder what it's like now. Where would you say the best party location in the world is right now?
It depends what you like. If you like that kind of vibe, then maybe like Ibiza. Have you ever been to Benidorm?
Yeah, when I was with my dad as a kid, I was like 7. I was about 7 or 8.
Is that where Sticky Vicky is?
I think so, yeah.
Could you Google Sticky Vicky?
Sticky Vicky.
She's a personal hero of mine.
Have you seen her live?
No, but I want to. She's one of the ones I want to see.
I would.
Spanish dancer, Sticky Vicky?
I think so. She sort of does tricks with her vagina.
Oh.
Sounds like it gets pretty sticky.
Yeah.
Have you ever shot ping pong balls?
Legendary, legendary Benidorm dancer dies at 80.
No, she died.
Sticky
Vicky died.
Her daughter took over now.
What?
I've heard.
Her daughter took the crown.
Yeah, so her daughter.
Do you reckon her daughter killed her mother to get all the glory?
Maybe.
What?
She put Benidorm on the map, apparently.
What was her number one trick?
Sticky Vicky had a legendary status amongst Brits travelling to Spanish holidays. Her X-rated show ran for more than 30 years, and she performed shows in night 6 days a week. That doesn't really say here. The performer's daughter announced she's died on Friday. It doesn't say what her actual trick was.
I've seen her
this
pull.
Is BBC, so they're not going to go into detail.
Really long things out of there online.
Right, okay, like a magician.
Yeah, like really, like just keeps on coming, and it's like
a vagina magician
or something.
Well, I was in Thailand once, and I went to what I thought was a ping pong show, and I saw somebody pulling razor blades out of their vagina.
Oh my god!
That probably hurts.
How do they do that?
Even if they were blunt, they're still razor blades.
Oh my god! He must have something in the vagina that they're doing to like.
Have you tried
pulling razors out of my vagina?
Not razors, but like ping pong ball or something. Or anything. How do you do it? Like, clench and it just...
So, what have I shot out my vagina before? Let me think. I have shot out no like sporting things, like tennis balls or anything. I'm not a very sporty person, so I wouldn't shoot. I mean, I do go to the gym and I like lifting weights, but my vagina is very strong, good grip, but I don't think she could do more than a kilogram of weight. I have shot out like a tampon, but that's not very interesting. That's just...
How do you do it? Like, to shoot it out,
you just like push, like you do with a shit, but you push it out the front. Yeah, basically. Okay. Or like with a menstrual cup, you do it. What have you pushed out of your ass other than poo?
Just poo.
Just poo.
I think just poo.
Yeah, no ping pong balls.
No, I've never stuck a ping pong ball up there.
A shuttlecock? No.
No, just shit, really.
Yeah. We like to get down to the nitty gritty in this podcast. Yeah,
I can tell.
Yeah, we need to know, what have you shot out your ass Or what have you shot? Have you shot anything up anyone else's ass?
No, it's not something I've never done. Never shot anything up anyone's ass.
Right, but so you have a most... is your audience mostly gay?
Mixed, but yeah, I'd say mostly guys are my audience.
Yeah, so do you must get a lot of requests to do anal, right?
Yeah, I get a lot of random weird requests. But yeah, pretty much. Most of my audience are guys.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know how what percentage, but there's a lot of everyone and everything is my audience. Like,
yeah.
That's why I got to do content for everyone, really. Make everyone happy.
And do you feel any hang-ups about, like, gay guys wanking over you? Or do you just not care?
I don't care. Do you know what? Do you know what it was? Before I even did OnlyFans, I got DMs from people in my Instagram, from my TikTok, saying, just had a wank over your Instagram pictures and TikTok. It was good, bro. I'm just like, what? Might as well just start selling myself. Yeah. So anyway, I don't care. I know I'm an attractive person. It's just gonna happen, innit?
I do. I love that, actually. It's like, like, it's like, I'm fuckable. People are gonna wank over me, you know? That's, I mean, it's true. Everyone somewhere has people wanking over them that they wouldn't fuck, but you know.
Yeah.
But that's the way it is. I do find it weird, like, because some blokes get, you know, if they like think gay guys have a thing for them, they get all weird about it. But I mean, fuck, if you can monetize it.
Honestly, I don't even care that people wank over me and do whatever.
I mean, you encourage it.
Pays the bills. Yeah. So it keeps me happy, I guess. So I don't care.
So you're making good money now then?
Yeah, pretty good money. Like, worked hard last month. I got like, how many month collabs in that month? I think I got like 12 or something. But yeah, it was a good month.
Who's the biggest person you've collabed with, do you think?
Oh, good question. I'd say the biggest creator I've collabed with would probably be either Sophia Isabella,
Bevo's girlfriend. Yeah.
That was a threesome.
With Bevo?
Not with Bevo. No. Oh. This was before they got together.
Oh, okay.
This was before they got together.
Okay.
So either that, or I'd say either Bo Olivia.
Okay, right. Would you make content with Bevo?
Would I? Do you know what? I don't know. If he's down for some sort of collaboration or link up for socials, fuck it. Why not?
Yeah.
Just share a good tikka masala.
Yeah. Like, Bevo's all right. Like, we get on, so...
He seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, I've met him a few times. Like, we sound with each other. Even though... Yeah, we wasn't at one point, but we're all right now.
But you have beef with Bevo. You have beef?
No, it's a bit of a sticky situation, so...
Oh, let's get
he obviously wasn't very happy about the situation. But we're sound now. He's met me.
What situation? That you'd fucked his girlfriend?
Yeah, that was before they were together, so I don't see it as that...
Yeah, what?
Big of a problem at all, really. But he's met me. He's realised that I'm actually a sound guy. Mm-hmm. I'm not a dickhead.
Yeah.
So he's like, do you know what? Yeah, we get on. Little handshake when we see each other, whatever.
So you don't want to call out Bevo for a boxing match or something?
Nah. Bevo's alright. Like, fuck the boxing match. Let's get a collaboration done. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, enough. Because obviously, I feel like that's kind of fallen off now, the influence of boxing thing a little bit.
A little bit. I can see it's going a bit downhill. Someone else needs to come about.
I think they need to have influence of jerk-offs.
Oh my God. Everyone would fucking love that.
Yeah, like you versus Bevo wanking in front of each other.
There should be, right, something specifically for OF creators. Like, yeah. Something. I had this in mind recently. What was it? I can't remember. It was something weird.
Soggy biscuit?
It wasn't that.
No?
I can't remember what it was. But something specific for OF creators to do something... Like an OF, you know how you get like YouTubers and whatever else influencers doing like football matches?
Yeah,
why is
there
not that for OF creators? All the fans can come and watch and I don't know.
But what, you mean something sexual, not sexual?
Either. Like it could be like Bonnie Blue, Lily Phillips, Andy Lee, like.
Could be like, this could be like a sort of.
Football match and then all their fans
a football
can
match.
Come and they can. Meet Yeah.
Like a shag match.
Well, they could start shagging in the middle of it. Probably would, to be honest. You never know what goes down in this OF world.
True.
Crazy.
Yeah. I keep trying to organise gangbangs. No one shows up.
Oh.
It happens all the time. I'm just trying to make my community a better place, you know? Are you barely legal?
No, I'm legal.
But are you barely legal?
I guess. Barely legal. Kind of. Depends what
how
Bonnie
long
Blue
have you been
say.
Legal?
4 years now.
Mm.
So I don't know what makes barely legal.
Would you like a woman who's been legal for 13 years?
Yeah. Why not? Depends who.
Smatchmaker? Yeah, there's a woman called Bat Caker. She's a real good friend of mine, real nice.
Mm. Yeah, well, maybe.
Well, there we go.
Maybe.
But as a barely legal, would you have queued up for Bonnie Blue if the opportunity had arisen?
Do you know what? That's a good question. I don't know because... Bonnie Blue. Would I queue up for her? No, I probably wouldn't, not going to lie. Why would I want to go inside that when there's like 100 other lads, probably 800 before me?
But you're used to group performances, being in the Navy. That sounds like an average day in the Navy, to be honest.
But like 1,000.
1,000 is
pretty mad.
Yeah.
Would I fuck Bonnie Blue? I don't know. If she was in front of me right now and she put it on me, never know.
I think you probably would.
I probably would, not lie.
Yeah.
I don't want to admit
But maybe just would. the right after 800 people or 900 people.
Right after that?
Mm.
Don't know about that one. Nah, I'd catch something. How are those people? Do they wear condoms? They must do. They've got to.
They do, but I don't know how one keeps track of it. Like, I mean, obviously you see it, but there must be just so much going on.
Yeah.
There must be some that don't.
People have got to have stuff. I don't know.
Mm.
It's a bit mad situation, to be honest.
Yeah.
But if there were people that just... If there was a few hundred that went in before me, I would probably say no.
Would you do a... Well, obviously, you don't do gay sex.
Mm.
I'm trying to think what kind of... So you wouldn't do a Bonnie Blue?
No, I don't think I would do a Bonnie Blue, to be honest.
But what if you could get 1,000 women in a day? Could you do it?
Fucking hell, my dick would fall off.
Yeah.
I don't think a guy could do that, you know? I don't think a guy could do a Bonnie Blue.
No.
I actually don't think they could.
Not ideal.
Nah, I actually think...
You'd
definitely snap your banjo.
Yeah, have you ever done that?
No, but I know people that have, and that's one of my fears.
That is...
Snapping my banjo. Even thinking about it makes me shiver.
I almost snapped a guy's banjo the other night.
How?
Not gonna lie. Well, I was on top of him, and then I sort of knocked it or something, and he was like, "Ah!" And I was like, "Oh my god, I'm so sorry."
I think it's almost happened before.
Yeah.
Right. You know, I think this is how it's almost happened. So a girl was like sucking, but like she was already pulling down, and then she went to like suck down, so it just got really like tight, and then I could feel it, and I just kind of went, "Ah,
fuck!
Be careful, bitch."
I mean, it's the hazard. If you put your dick in someone's mouth, it might snap off.
Yeah.
As men, do you ever get the fear that if you put your dick in a woman's mouth, she might just go...
Yeah, I've thought about that. Could you imagine? Nothing you could do, really.
No.
Yeah, I do actually have that thing in the back of my head.
Yeah, so a fear
that's
you have.
That's why I'd be careful who I pick.
Yeah.
Because... If they're psycho, they might just go, and then...
I have been known to chop.
Bye-bye, OnlyFans. Bye-bye, job. Back to the Navy, if they accept me.
Yeah, shit, it's your moneymaker. I didn't even think about that. Yeah. Yeah, if you lost that, you'd go broke. Yeah. Actually, no, you would find a new niche. Because that guy that got his knob chopped off by his wife, Yeah. Could you look at, he started porn.
I don't even know.
Is it Lorena Bobbitt's husband?
Could you get like dick surgery? Can you actually, well, I guess like trans women, right? They get a dick on them, right?
Well, yeah, if but it's wanna, really complicated. So they like,
I'd just try to do that.
Yeah, they then have to, I believe you then have to have like a pump to pump it up when you want to get hard and stuff.
That'd be shit.
Have you
Yeah, I'm getting porn links and I'm like, I ain't clicking this.
Well.
What? Wait, what? I just typed in, guy gets dick chopped off by wife. and like, and goes into porn. And because the word porn is in there, I'm getting these porn links. Like, I ain't watching that.
I think he has a stump then.
What'd you say his name was?
Well, I know the woman was Lorena Bobbitt, but I don't know what the... He like abused her, and so one day she just snapped and chopped his dick off with a knife. But she like threw the dick.
John Bobbitt,
and like threw the dick into the grass. That's
such a random information to know.
I love all that shit. I know all.
Yeah,
I do,
Fez.
I do like true crime.
That's something you'd walk into like Amsterdam Sex Museum and see it on the wall.
Yeah, but so I can't remember if they sewed it back on.
What the fuck? Or they could, hearing?
but they.
We'll let the audience do their own research for that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think they maybe sewed it back on, and or he didn't, or it's just a stump. But he went into porn afterwards.
Fair play.
So if I were to theoretically bite your dick off right now, your career might not be over.
Well,
that's good to know.
That's good to know. At least I can still make a bit of money.
There you go. Fine. Imagine if you ended up doubling your income because you had your dick chopped off.
To be fair.
Because you had a stump.
Give me thoughts.
Stig of
the stump. No, I'm keeping my dick.
Stig of the stump. That'd be a good movie.
I'd be Stump Z. Because now Stump I'm big. Z. I'd be Stump Z.
Yeah, I can imagine riding a stump. Although
this is so random, right?
Yeah.
And it reminds me of when I actually met Lily Phillips. We didn't actually... Right. She just told me about when she did her 100 guys in 24 hours. One of the guys had like a stump dick.
What?
And it was like that. And she just didn't know what to do with it.
No way.
Yeah, it's quite funny.
So it was like wide or was it just like...
Genuinely like a micro penis. It was like hard. It was smaller than my thumb. It was half the size of my thumb, hard.
Oh my God.
Like, what are you meant to do with that? I think it's smaller than half the size of my thumb. It's like a little stump.
Wow.
But yeah, it just brought me to a weird thought in my head. Just what you just said.
I think, what would I do in that situation if I was confronted with a stump? I think I would try my best.
You'd just be like, do you know what? Give me a fucking strap and I'll fuck you.
Yeah, you could do that. You could do that.
You can't work with that.
Yeah. Have you ever been pegged?
Nah, never.
Would you?
I don't think... Nah, never, never. I don't want to be pegged.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Well, there it goes. My afternoon plans ruined. Right, so I have an audience that have a lot of problems, a lot of issues.
Okay.
So, and they send in their problems.
That's
as,
cool.
As a man of the world, do you think you could help me answer some of their problems?
100%.
Let's do it. Right.
Everyone's got problems. So let's sort them out.
Give me 1 minute to get them up. Okay. So, some fans have sent in some problems.
Okay.
Let's answer this. Okay.
Hi, Kat. My question is, how vocal should a man be in bed? Thanks.
Oh, how vocal should a man be in bed? Are you a vocal man in bed?
Just grunts and moans. I wouldn't say I'm like, ah.
Okay. Have you, as a man, do you ever feel self-conscious about the amount of noise you make in bed?
Not really. Not going to lie.
No.
I'm just more just like, I wouldn't. Yeah. Not very vocal.
Yeah.
Depends what's happening. I'd just say moan, little moans and grunts.
Do you dirty talk?
Yeah.
Men at the moment, every man I've slept with recently, they all sort of go, good girl.
Really?
That seems to be a real thing at the moment. They're always like, good girl.
How do they say it?
Well, it depends on the person. Some might be, good girl. And then other ones are like, good girl. I don't know. It's like the only thing they can think to say.
Yeah. What do you want them to say?
You are the queen of everything. I'm going to give you all my money and then I'm going to make you a 6-course meal after this. That's what I want them to say, really. It's a bit long, but...
I don't think that will ever happen. I don't think they'll ever say that.
Yeah.
But you never know.
What do you say then?
Keep doing that, or that feels good.
Oh, yeah.
I have said
every
that.
Bloke has at this point, it
must
seems.
Just be a thing.
Yeah. I talk quite a lot in bed, actually. I'm like, what do you think about capitalism? I do talk quite a lot. I like to give a lot of reassurance, right?
Yeah.
And I have to say, if a man is making no noise, it's very off-putting.
Yeah. If, let's say I was just silent.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like they like to hear noise.
They do. As girls, we do like to hear noise. And I think men maybe don't make noise because obviously most porn is filmed for men.
Yeah.
So the man is always there trying to be silent. So it's just focused on the woman. But
never thought about that.
Men don't realise that women, we like a grunt. We like a...
So your answer to the question is...
make noise.
Yeah, make noise.
But also... I have once slept with a guy who was like, he went, ah!
What? You know what? When you come, that's when you can make lots of noise.
Yeah, but that was when he came, but it was too much. it was just like shouting. I was like, oh my God, someone's going to think someone's dying. You know, I was in like a small flat. And so like you could hear everything that the neighbors said.
Yeah.
And I was like,
okay,
this is... Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever done that.
Have you had women be particularly say anything weird or scream?
Nothing weird, just like fucking hit me, like, oh.
Yeah, I've had a girl ask me to.
I think it's quite hot.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you slap them?
Yeah.
Slap?
Yeah. Oh. Like hard.
Right. I mean, they ask you to.
Yeah. No,
you don't just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guys, remember, ask first before slapping. Or wait until they ask you before you slap them, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I would say to this man, be vocal, but don't go over the top. And keep it relevant.
Yeah.
You know, like, don't start talking about the weather, for example. Or...
yeah,
the politics.
Weird.
Yeah,
wouldn't do that.
Probably wouldn't get her very wet.
Yeah.
So, are you ever allowed back in the Navy?
Never allowed to apply again or join. I think that's the same for any national service, like police force or. Because I wanted to be a firefighter after I left. That was my plan. Because I'm actually a trained firefighter.
Really?
In the Navy, yeah.
And they definitely get laid the most, firefighters, I reckon.
I guess, yeah.
Mm.
I mean, yeah, not wrong there.
Mm.
But I never tell anyone I'm a firefighter.
Mm.
I don't know why. Maybe I should.
Yeah, that would sell. That would help.
Yeah, I should. So
do you think you'll be doing OnlyFans for the foreseeable?
I'll do it for a few more years. But by the time I'm like... 26 or 27, I want to have lots of properties. Do you know what? I want to get into TV.
Oh.
TV and music and all that sort of shit. I'm actually could be going on a few big TV shows this year, but we'll see. I don't want to say too much. But
right,
I'm hoping to get on TV.
you seem like the Love Island type.
Maybe.
Or something, reality. You want to do reality TV?
Yeah, I think reality TV is the one.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope to see you on a Love Island screen or something similar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens, but yeah, I think it'd be fun. Causing lots of havoc and being naughty on TV.
True. Yeah, true.
It's a bit of me, that.
Now, have you got any words of advice or words of wisdom for the viewers at home?
Make noise in sex.
Yeah.
Because your partner won't love you and they'll probably cheat.
Mm-hmm.
And work hard in life because don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what advice to give you.
That's perfect. And suggest having a wank next to your best mate. Because a lot of lads are doing it nowadays.
Put in the comments.
Yeah, let us know how it goes. Tell us who came first. And yeah. Well, it's been a pleasure. I'll link all your socials and everything down below so everyone can find you. And yeah, thank you for coming on,
cool,
Zach.
No worries. It's been great.
Bye.